This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, that's Mary Kay moments ago on what it's like to cover the Shador experience so far, along with the other quarterbacks on the roster. Reminding you, the Browns remain one of the biggest stories of the NFL. With a quarterback competition ahead, don't miss Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin's latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, where they discuss all of the latest talk around what the Browns did in the draft and, of course, the schedule. Subscribe to the podcast now, 923thefan.com. On the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pod, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. You know, to the point that Mary Kay just made.
To the point that Mitch just cussed at me out in the hallway.
Why? Why would he do such a thing?
I had to use the restroom. I was a little bit late getting back.
You got to go. You got to go. Come on. We're pros here. We can work it out.
He cussed at me, you guys.
I don't think you can ever cuss at somebody for having to take care of things.
Call me fat, like Scott Steiner.
That was partially in jest.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just say not one hour ago that you would be very excited?
I am.
If Mitch sent
I didn't say I was upset. I said I'm excited. Good. Cuss me out in the hallway.
Well, I think Mitch
it's
is moving
too,
up.
Your show too, Mitch.
He's moving up the depth chart right now.
Hell yeah.
Is Mitch the new Max Strus of
he
the station
be.
Right
good.
Now?
Good.
You wear a headband?
Cuss me out in the hallway, Mitch.
I love it.
So you're a grown man, too. You're a taxpayer.
Kenny, we just played the clip from Mary Kay from last segment about what it's like covering Shador. And she said, because of the social media is even ratcheted up that much more, you've got these Colorado and Shador fans from all over the country that are in battle mode every day, that this is actually right now a little bit even more than what it was when Johnny Football was here, which is pretty crazy because you took him in the first round. I mean, Shador is just a flyer fifth rounder. So is this going to be a, and this is part of the reason why the day after I'm like, why did they do this? But I'm glad they did this kind of thing because I thought it made our jobs easier. And, you know, we're always looking out for ourselves. Yeah. But as far as like doing what's best for the team, isn't that inherently the issue with having both these young quarterbacks is, I mean, you got one guy that has a huge national fan base.
I gotta tell you,
but you took him in the fifth round.
I think they're like bands now, man. I think every quarterback now, I don't know what it is. I think every quarterback has some fan base. I have my depth chart after rookie minicamp, which is, I mean, guys, it's radio, it's speculative, it's whatever. I have my depth chart after rookie minicamp, my personal depth chart, not a prediction on what the Browns are gonna do. I'd pick it at the bottom. I'm getting cussed out by people in Pittsburgh. He went to Pitt, so that's half of it. I wouldn't get cussed out by Steelers fans. But I'm getting, like, they all have a fan base. They all have a fan base. Dylan has a fan base, certainly, over there. That was a major program. And obviously, Shador, as we're finding out, has a major, major league fan base there with a lot of people there. I don't think that that's part of it just in figuring it out. I would like to take off the flyer label as soon as I can if I see him play well. And if I see him play well, it's like, all right, take off the labels of flyer, rookie, round five, round three, and say, where do they fit? Where do they fit with this team? Because I want them to be able to lead this team to some sort of a victory. That's why, like, I heard Dan Orlovsky last night on ESPN talking about what he would do week one with this football team. And I'm like, man, I think that might just be a little bit too far.
If I'm the Browns, Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders will be my starting
week one. Why?
Yeah, because I either want to see if I struck gold and lucked into it like teams like a Derek Carr did for the Raiders or a Andy Dalton did for the Cincinnati Bengals or a Jalen Hurts did for the Eagles.
Or Russ did
right.
for the Seahawks.
Exactly. So I want to know if one of those guys or I have two first-round picks next year and I want to get to one of those two first-round picks for a quarterback next year. So I'm starting one of those rookies and they're going to play the great majority of my season.
That's audio courtesy ESPN. He doesn't have that much time to explore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Plan it, but that explanation is asinine. I'm not trying to go after him, but I am. Because Russell Wilson started because Pete Carroll thought that he could take care of himself and take care of the offense. He convinced him during that offseason and training camp that he could lead this football team to victory. You can't just figure out whether or not, hey, he either sinks or swims. No, I don't need to do that. I mean, we always hear stories about kids getting thrown in the deep end of the pool and, hey, you can either swim or not. That usually comes with a lot of frustration with water wings and all the other things where it's like, all right, dad's just going to toss him out there and he's going to see whether or not. And by the way, if the kid starts to drown, dad doesn't just stand up on the diving board and let it happen. Because that's what the Browns have done in past. Look at DeShone Kizer. You can't just put a guy out there. Well, we got to see whether or not we struck gold. How many times has the Browns put a guy out there who's young, who wasn't ready, and we did not strike gold? Every single time? Every single time. Not once, not twice. Every single time we've done it. And most of the franchises that have ever done it have had the same thing happen to them. Russell Wilson is not an example to me. Pete Carroll is a much better football coach than that. That sounds dumb to me and irresponsible.
But hold on. Is it irresponsible if the guy, like Dylan Gabriel, for instance, he started 64 games? I mean, that is so many games. The reason why you would even have Dylan Gabriel is because you value his experience. You feel like playing in so many different offenses, so many different offensive coordinators. Like you feel like that guy can grasp a new offense and do it at the next level. When we've seen, there are plenty of quarterbacks that come right in.
And if I were ready to take
Bo Nix could do it.
If I were ready to take on Penn State, I would have no problem throwing Dylan Gabriel out there week one without seeing
any. Would you have started Bo Nix last year week one?
Without seeing any. I'm talking about Dylan Gabriel right now. Without seeing anything that he's done in training camp, I'd have no problem throwing Dylan Gabriel out there. But again, Bo Nix, Sean Payton's a much better football coach.
Is it because of the round he was drafted in?
No.
Okay.
No. I just said I want to take these labels off of them.
So you're saying never start quarterbacks in that first year.
That's not what I said.
Okay,
that's not at all what I said.
Okay, so clarify. What's the difference?
Well, listen to me, and I think it clarifies itself.
I'm having trouble following along here.
I don't think I really don't think it's hard to follow along. Okay. I don't want guys thrown out there before they're ready.
Well, but if they wait a second.
And I'll say it for the third time. If they prove themselves to be ready in training camp.
Is that something that needs to be
said? Why do I have to parrot myself with you?
Is that something
listen to what I'm saying.
Do you feel like that was a big awakening we just had? Ken Carman says don't throw them out there until they're ready. Obviously.
Well, obviously.
What coach is throwing out their quarterbacks when they're not ready?
I just had Dan Orlovsky advocate for it. No, that's what it is. You just gave me these examples. Well, Dylan Gabriel started a bunch of college football games. Yeah. Okay, that doesn't mean he's ready for the NFL.
Sure, but maybe he is. And then obviously if they thought he was, they'd start him.
That's why they go through practice and training camp to figure that out.
Yes.
I'm not ruling it out. I'd be skeptical, but I'm not as close to it as they are. I'm just not going to say that they need to advocate and throw either of those quarterbacks out there. That's why I'm much closer to starting Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett to start the year. Because they have seen NFL defenses before.
Man, it is interesting.
Seen a lot of them.
It is interesting. You bring up Joe Flacco, and I don't know, nothing's changed. We've just had rookie minicamps, so obviously those are the guys that were going to be there. We don't even know how much we're going to see Joe Flacco get reps at all once training camp starts. But you just mentioned Joe Flacco, and he's kind of been out of sight, out of mind to me, to the point where I'm like, is he even going to be on the roster when the season starts?
I'm going to get killed for this. And I know I am, and it's okay, because everybody wants to see the Christmas presents, so they're going to want to see Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, but fine. I think that more people are with you. They feel it's going to be a 3 or 4 win football team instead of a 6 or 7 win football team the way I am. So do you guys just want to rip the Band-Aid off? What the hell's the point of Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco when you got two rookies there and we got to figure out whether or not we have a quarterback for next year? 216-474-0092. I think it's completely irresponsible, but I think I'm going to lose this argument with everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.